actually, right before this meeting, I was talking with my dad, and he told me that he had read that cytochrome P450 genes were the most studied gene ever. But I think it's because of, which may be true. He's not a scientist, so I don't know where he read this. It's probably the New York Times book review. But it could be true because cytochrome P450 genes, it's not just one. And because of the reaction they perform, which is just the addition of oxygen to a substrate, it's just really ubiquitous. And so in Drosophila melanogaster, it's known in insecticide resistance. So overexpression of P450s confer resistance to many insecticides. But not much is, so there are certain elements that are correlated with expression, but we're still working on that. So ecdysterone biosynthesis, P450s have been shown to catalyze reactions in that pathway, and but control of expression is still unknown. And then there, P450s are involved in other endogenous functions, like CYP6A8 is involved in fatty acid biosynthesis, and CYP4G15 is expressed in the larval brain. But the thing is that what's really not known are the regulators of P450 expression. So that's the transcription factors, and also a lot of the DNA, like the elements in the DNA. And so what I chose to study was to use one protein that's a transcription factor and to see how that regulates P450s in Drosophila melanogaster. And so I chose the MET protein, which is a transcription factor that was identified in conferring mesoprene tolerance in Drosophila. And so much work has been done on the protein-protein interaction. So it's part of this family of transcription factors called the basic helix-loop-helix pass proteins. And they often heterodimerize to initiate transcription. And in this case, the MET protein has been shown that it can bind mesoprene and juvenile hormone. And when it does that, it actually, you'll see down here, it actually disassociates from its heterodimerizing partner. So it's thought that what it's actually doing is that might be disrupting the activation potential that it has. It's also been shown that it interacts with broad complex protein, which is so from a different family. And so there's a complex network of protein-protein interactions involved. And what you get is if there's juvenile hormone present, you get one set of genes that might be turned on. And then when you when it's removed, then the MET protein could probably interact with this broad complex and activate a different set of genes. And what's not known is what the MET protein binds. And so I have XREAHR written up here with a question mark, because that is the element identified in mammals that binds, that these class of proteins can bind to. So what I did was I compared P450 expression in wild-type Oregon R flies to two strains of mesoprene-tolerant flies where the first one, RST1JH1, it's a mutated MET protein, so it can bind JH and mesoprene, and it can it seems to be able to bind its heterodimerizing partner. So, but it still has mesoprene tolerance, so they think that it doesn't bind the DNA. The second strain is WVMET27, and it just has the MET protein deleted altogether. And so what I did is I compared, I either gave them control diet or a low dose of mesoprene, and then I collected wandering third instars, because that's the switch from, I imagine that MET protein could be involved in the P450 changes that you might see there, from that switch to larval to pupil. And especially since you get a drop in JH and increase in ecdysone. So I chose 14 genes for this study. And so I kind of grouped them into what they've been associated with. And so I have some ecdysone-associated proteins, either ones involved in ecdysone biosynthesis or that have just been shown to be regulated by ecdysteroids, some that are involved in xenobiotic response, so that's either insecticides or they've been shown to respond to phenobarbital or caffeine, and then some that have endogenous functions. And then there's also, you know, some of them actually fall into multiple groups. And then these two that have no associations, but they're very closely related to some genes I was already studying. And so what I did is I looked in the promoters of these genes, and I just used a TransFact database at Genomatics, and I looked at, this is 1 kb upstream of the transcription start site for each gene, and I looked for putative binding sites for this MET protein. So that was the XREAHR element that has been identified in mammals, and also some Drosophila proteins have been shown to bind this element. I also looked at just the total number of binding sites for proteins in this class. And I looked at the broad complex Z1 isoform binding site, which is the one that MET protein has been shown to be involved with, and the total number of broad binding sites. And so this is just displayed with what their association is, whether it's xenobiotics, ectisone, or it's endogenous. And there's no clear patterns here with number of binding sites and what the genes are associated with. I wasn't expecting much, but you know, it would have been nice to see a pattern initially. So like in for the XREAHR, the ectisone gene 314A1 has the most XREAHR, but then right under that you've got some associated with xenobiotics and ectisone. For the broad complex Z1, CYP64 down here had the most, and I don't know what that does. So, and then I have CYP4E2 has no binding sites. So I was interested to see if that one would respond to the MET protein. So my first result is that the CYP4G15 was the only one that kind of gave a response that would fit the model of what's been studied about the MET protein. So if you just look at the effect of mutating the MET protein or deleting it, it reduced the expression of this gene. So that would be showing them it could be an activator for this gene. But then and adding methoprene also reduced it, which fits in with the model that when JH or methoprene binds this protein, it releases it and it's not able to do its normal activating function. And so when looking at what elements are found then in the promoter of this gene, there's one Z1 element, but there's no XREAHR. So it could be that it's binding the Z1 element. But that was the only gene that had this effect. Mostly what I saw was the effect in these two genes, which are very closely related, and they have about 50% identity in their promoters. But I didn't see much of an effect of methoprene, but what I would see was when the mutated the MET protein was mutated or deleted, it seemed to be like a release of repression. So it was almost like the MET protein was repressing the expression of this gene. And it was pretty strong. So these were the strongest. But if you look at the number of elements, there's 4 BRCZ1 in 64 and 0 in the other, and they both have one XREAHR element. So again, there's no association between the number of elements and the expression. And then these are the xenobiotic responsive genes, and I guess I should have said earlier that what I did to measure P450 expression was a southern hybridization from reverse transcriptase PCR, and that was normalized to actin, and then I'm presenting this as relative to the constitutive abundance in organ R. So in the so that's not presented, but the methoprene is the one from organ R. So in this case, I found that these two CYP12A4, 12A5 had a similar effect, where when the MET protein was mutated, there seemed to be this release of repression and increased expression, and same with CYP4E2. And then the same thing happened with the CYP314A1 gene from ectisone. And so what I found was that mutating the MET protein seemed to release repression of multiple P450 genes across associations. So I have the xenobiotic responsive ectisone associated genes and some unknown genes. And that kind of fits in with this model instead, that if MET can heterodimerize and have its normal protein associations, that represses expression. And then when MET is mutated, that releases some sort of repression. But still not clear what the binding site would be. And so the response might not be associated with the number of binding sites, but it could be the proximity of binding sites to each other, or just which would involve multiple protein interactions. So that needs to be looked at more closely. And then I'd like to use a higher dose of methoprene to see if I can get more of a transcriptional response. Thank you very much. Oh, so GCE, that people think it's not expressed in?
No, they think GCE is so close to
meth. Oh, right. Well, I mean.
So you're looking at a system where the null doesn't really do very much. You're hoping to see something.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, I mean, it seems to me like there must be some differences between heterodimerization and homodimerization, and I mean, so that's something I would be interested in looking at, because you're saying that, like, it. I understand what you're saying, but I guess I can't really address that in this.
What made you originally think of the P450s as potential targets for MET regulation?
I'm interested in P450 expression, so it was the other way around. I was trying to find something that might affect expression of P450s, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Thanks.